You're late. 9 minutes. I got here at 4. I signed us in for the room, and I've been sitting in this little glass box by myself, listening to somebody run a laminator. I don't care what the buzz was. Okay, fine, just sit down. We've got it until 5, and then the debate gets headed, and I'm not finishing this at a table out in the open where people can hear us. Let's just move. Friday, third period. We're going first group up, which I did not choose and cannot change. 14 slides. Research is done. Numbers are done. I did those. You're welcome. And what's left is only the part I actually needed you for, which is the talking. So we're running the opening out loud right now from the top. Go. No, stop. Say it again. No, the opening. Say the opening the way you'd say it to the room, not the way you'd say it to me. So, has anyone here ever wondered that? That's what I want you to walk up there and say out loud in front of 30 people who are already annoyed to be awake. Yes, I said it in a voice. I said it in your voice. That's the demonstration. Don't sigh at me. I heard that. You did the little sigh where you push out your nose so it doesn't count as a sigh. It counts. It's a question nobody's going to answer. That's my objection. You walk and ask a room, has anyone ever wondered? And the room does not wonder. The room waits. And then you have to stand in that for 4 seconds, which is a very long time when it's happening to you. So, right. What's the recovery? You haven't thought about the 4 seconds. You've only thought about the part where somebody nods. I'm not being dramatic, I'm being correct, which people confuse for dramatic even when it's aimed at them. Every group is going to open with a question. Every single one. 40 minutes of the same wind up and then we go up and I want us to just start. First sentence, the actual claim, no runway. It's not cold, it's confident. Okay, fine. We don't have time for this. We cut to the question, we open to the claim, and then we move on to slide 6, which also has problems, but I'm choosing my battles. What do you mean, no? No, say it again, because I want to make sure I heard the shape of it. You're saying no. To me, out loud, in a room. Huh. Okay, but you don't actually just get to say that. Because this is a group project, which means there's a process. Don't say the process is we agree. That's not a process. That's a hostage situation. You always do this thing where you go quiet and then I do the talking for the both of us. And in the end, I've somehow argued myself into your position and I'm not doing that today. So we cut the question. Please. I'm saying please. Do you know how rarely I say please? People have gone entire semesters. Why are you being like this today? Genuinely. What's different about today? Did somebody tell you something? Did you read something? Fine, then just look, whatever. Keep your question. Keep it. It's going to die in the air and I'm going to be standing right next to it and everyone will assume it was a joint decision and I'll carry that, I guess. But honestly, it's fine. I just can't wait until we're married so you will just automatically concede these petty little arguments. I don't have to spend 20 minutes on a first sentence every time. Anyway, slide 6. Slide 6 is way worse. Slide 6 has 3 bullet points that are all secretly the same bullet. Wait. Wait. Hang on. Back up. What did I... Hold on. No, don't. Don't say anything. I'm doing something. Just... Because I heard it. I heard it while I was still talking. It went past me and then it caught like a snag. I caught about 4 words later. Now I'm... Okay. Stop looking at me. Look at literally anywhere else for like 1 second. I need 1 second where you're not... Thank you. No, here's what happened. I was going fast, and then when I go fast, I say the shape of a sentence before I've chosen the words. You've watched me do it. I'm not stalling. It's contextualizing. Okay, but you didn't hear the tone. You're doing the words without the tone. The tone was doing 80% of the work in that sentence, and you have removed it, which is a very hostile thing to do in a sentence. It's an expression. It is. People say it. When we're married, it's like saying when pigs fly, it means never. It's structural sarcasm. Because I was being sarcastic, it about the never part, obviously. Fine, my cousin says it constantly. To her husband. Okay, bad example, withdrawn. Look, you're reading into this. This is what you do. This is the whole thing you do. You take something completely ordinary and then you get this face about it and I have to sit there and watch the face. And honestly, it's a little arrogant. It's arrogant to assume that every sentence a person says about you is about you. Do you know how little I think about you? Like a normal amount. Less than normal. If you charted it, it would be under the line. I don't think about you when I'm not... I mean, I see you in third period and I see you here on Tuesdays and Thursdays and that's the whole footprint. That's your entire footprint on my week. 2 days in a hallway. Wednesdays don't count. They don't count because that's the parking lot and I'm not thinking about you in the parking lot. I'm thinking about my car and you happen to be standing near where I'm walking, which is a geography problem that a... Stop smiling. Stop it. That's not a smile you've earned. Okay, well, if I leave at 3:40, you're already gone. And if I leave at 3:50, that's a nightmare. So 3:45 is just the optimal time. It has nothing to do with you. It's traffic math. I'm aware of what I just said. I like to put it back, move past it at speed. Okay, you know what? Just let's take the temperature down. You're operating under a misunderstanding and I'm going to correct it. And then we're going to do slide 6. Here's a fact for you. Here's an actual data point since you like being right so much. I had a dream about you. No, let me finish. The point is how boring it was. That's why I'm telling you. It's evidence. It was... We were on a couch. That's it. That's the entire dream. Two people on a couch. No plot. Nothing happened. I woke up and I was almost annoyed at how little had happened. Like my brain had wasted a whole slot on nothing. I don't know, a couch, a regular couch, kind of like it was like that green that furniture is when nobody chose it, you know, like it came with the apartment. Whose apartment? It's a dream. Dreams don't have deeds. It was an apartment. It was ours in the sense that we were in it. That's, you're doing the face again. Stop doing the face. And I was on the left, which is wrong, by the way, because I'm a right side person. I've been a right side person my entire life. So honestly, the dream got a fundamental detail about me incorrect, which tells me how much authority we should be giving it because you were on the right because you were already there. So I just took the left. That's just what you do when someone's already sitting somewhere. And it was raining. No dramatic rain. The boring kind. The kind where it's been going a while and nobody's mentioned it. That's it. That's the whole thing. We didn't talk. We didn't do anything. You just had your arm. It was just an arm situation. It was the most nothing arm situation you could picture. And I was just there. And I remember thinking on the dream, oh, this is fine. I could stay there. And then I woke up and I was in my actual bed in my actual room. And it was not raining. And I was extremely irritated for about 45 seconds. That's the story. So. Because it's in the wrong apartment. That's why I was irritated. The kitchen was on the wrong side. It was supposed to be. Doesn't matter. What it's supposed to be. It was inconsistent. That's what bothered me. The consistency. Do not ask me that. Because if it's consistent, then it's not a dream. It's a place. And I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that in a study room on a Tuesday. That's the story. So what? I don't, why would I have counted them? I haven't been counting. I just, you know how you know things about yourself without counting? It's like that. It's ambient knowledge. It's more than one, okay? It's more than one. And I like to move on to slide 6. You're not going to say anything, are you? You're just going to sit there and let the silence do it? No, that's okay. That's actually a really mean strategy and I want it on the record that I noticed. Fine. Yes, I like you. And yes, I know you like me too. Congratulations. Do you want it engraved? Do you want me to open with it? Has anyone ever here wondered? Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. This has been the situation for a while and I've been handling it. I was It was going completely fine until you decided that today was the day you were going to develop a spine about a first sentence. Because if you had just said yes, like you always say yes, we could have cut the question and moved on. And I would have gone home and had another stupid rainy couch dream and nobody would have known anything. You did this. This is a U-shaped disaster. Don't say it back to me. Don't need to hear it back. I know. I've known. You're not subtle. You've never once been subtle. You look at me like a golden retriever looking at a door. Okay, that's... I'm not going to say a nicer version of that. That was the nice version. I don't know, okay? I've thought about it and I don't have a clear answer, which I hate. I think being awful to you is load-bearing. Like, if I stopped, the whole thing would have just become something. It would have to be a thing that could fail. Being mean to you every day for 2 years never once failed. It has a perfect record. Yes, I hear it. I hear it, how that sounds. Look, I'm not going to apologize for the entire architecture of my personality in the 20 minutes we have left. Pick one incident and I'll consider it. The thing with the coat? Really? That's the one you picked? Okay. That one I'll give you. That was genuinely bad and I thought about it that night, which, yep, yes, I did. Right, so since you want to do this now, here, let's put some terms on the table. Yes, this means I'm probably agreeing to a date. Don't make me say it twice. One, we don't talk about this here. This is a study room. This is a room for slides. Whatever it is does not happen in a room with a whiteboard in it. Two, you don't tell anyone. Not your friend with the hair. Especially not him. He looks at me like he's already drafted a text about it. Three, and this is the important one. You don't get to be smug. You can be happy. I'll allow happy. But if I ever even catch a flicker of smug on your face at any point, this whole thing gets renegotiated from the beginning and I will argue like a litigator. That was smug. That was a smug adjacent noise. Okay, whatever. Provisional pass. And four is that you don't get to bring up the couch thing, ever. It's sealed. It's in a vault. If I hear the word couch out of you in a hallway, I will simply stop being a person who knows you. What? No, don't do that. Because I don't want it now. Don't say you'll cut the question now. If you cut it now, it's a gesture, and I didn't want a gesture. I wanted to be right. Those are completely different things, and I refuse to accept a consolation opening. Keep it. Keep the question. It's fine. It's honestly, it's not the worst one. It'll probably land. Somebody will nod. Somebody always nods. I'm conceding is what I'm doing. And you're supposed to accept a concession gracefully and quietly and not narrate it. Okay, so I said the thing about how when we were married, you'd automatically just concede these arguments and then you didn't concede. And now I've conceded. So if you think about it, I was wrong in a very specific and humiliating direction. And I would appreciate it if we never examined that again. We have 15 minutes. And slide 6 is still 3 hats on 1 bullet point. So slide 6. First bullet is... The initial approach was limited by available data. Second one is early results were constrained by sample size. Same hat. That's the same hat. I know it by heart because I wrote it, which is exactly why I'm allowed to say it's bad. Cut the second one. Roll the third into the first, and then the transition into 7 actually works because right now it lands on nothing. Mm-hmm. No, that's, say it again. The way you just did it. It's actually good. Keep that. Word for word, keep it. I said keep it. Don't make me say it twice. I'm being nice. There's a quota. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the slide. Same time Thursday. Good. And hey, right side. Next time. in the dream. I'm just saying, my brain should be able to get that right. It's a very basic fact about me. Don't say anything. Slide 7. Wait. Would you maybe like if I told you what happened in my dream? Would that make it less awkward? Well, I don't want to tell you, but I could definitely show you the arm situation. So, you were sitting on the right, and I sat on your left, and I kind of pulled your dick out. I felt it on my hand. And I just started stroking you a little bit. Like that. And you looked at me and you said you wanted to kiss me, so you told me to speed up. So that's what I did. You like my dream so far? Does it feel good? You like my hand around you? Definitely feels realer than in the dream. No, it's slower, so you wouldn't come so fast. Maybe grab your hand, put it on my tit, so you can touch it. Yeah, so good. You want it faster? Are you gonna come? That's the last part of my dream. You look at me in the eye and you come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, oh my god. Oh fuck. You got it on your shirt. Let's not talk about this ever again. Please.